RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, Today in History, Focus, Headlines, Indonesian Wonder, and we'll continue our segment with Miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo to address past human rights violations. Minister Darmin urged state-owned companies to take part in poultry industry. Now the news in detail. Presidential spokesperson Johan Budi said that President Joko Widodo had expressed his wish to address issues with human rights violations, including those occurred in 1965 and May 1998. He remarked that President Joko Widodo wants to hear it first, and then address the issues. Johan added that President Joko Widodo will listen to inputs from 15s and from the pro and the contra groups. He also pointed out that the government would encourage legal processes to address the issue upon findings of formal evidences. Without formal evidences, Johan said, the government could offer reconciliation as solution. On last Tuesday, May 12, 2016, hundreds of Trisakti University students rallied to the state palace demanding the government to establish a human rights court. The demonstration was part of the commemoration of the Trisakti tragedy occurring in 1998. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution urged state-owned enterprises to enter the upstream poultry industry to help level the competition between private broiler chicken farmers and large companies and lower broiler chicken prices. Based on the Commission for the Supervision of Business Competition, KPPU observation in January and February 2016. Price disparity and poultry product was quite high. Chicken farmers sold their products to distributors around 10,000 rupiah, while prices in the market could reach up to 38,000 rupiah to 40,000 rupiah. State-owned Enterprise Minister Rini Sumarno, who was present in the meeting, welcomed the Darmin Nasution instruction. Minister Rini agrees that such measures need to be taken to reduce chicken prices to more affordable level. Director of the Protection and Placement of Indonesia Migrant Workers Abroad for the Minister of Manpower, Sus Hindarno, said that the deployment of Indonesia migrant workers as domestic health abroad will be ceased this month, with a complete ban expected to come into place next year. He further explained that the decision came at the request of President Joko Widodo. President Joko Widodo wants that by 2018, all Indonesian migrant workers abroad are professional workers working for companies instead of private households as maids. Indonesian government representative abroad will continue to aid, assist, and supervise migrant workers who have already been working abroad as domestic help prior to the enforcement of the moratorium. Hindarno also pointed out that there are at least 7 million Indonesian migrant workers abroad, wherein 60% of them work as maids or domestic carers. Head of the Financial System Stability Committee, KSSK, Bambang Brojonegoro, stated that 3 months into 2016, Indonesian financial system is stable and under control, albeit not without risk that must be monitored. Based on recent assessment, Indonesian financial system is good condition from fiscal, monetary, financial supervision and deposit insurance perspectives. Financial Service Authority OJK head Mulyaman Hadad also said that there had been some exposure that the Financial System Stability Committee had carefully monitored during the first quarter. In addition to persistently slow global economy, the growth of bank loans has also slowed. He added that they expect a recovery along with economic growth in the next quarter. He thought the recovery would happen over the second and third quarters. I believe in defense official has praised the technical capabilities of Indonesia and made worth it while overseeing the delivery of an SSP Tarla to Manila. Representing the Philippine National Defense Department, Captain Francois Alexander Yose was present among a group of delegates during the dispatching of Indonesian made warship from Surabaya to Manila. He praised the sophistication of warship. He said that he was proud of the newly acquired Indonesian made ship and expressed gratitude with regard to cooperation during the ordering process. The ship showcased several sophisticated maneuvers during the voyage, including the landing craft utility LCU, in which two support ships entered through the rear of vessel. Meanwhile, Kapal Niaga General Manager Satrio Bintoro, who oversees the inaugural export to Manila, said that the entire vessel had performed an optimal standard during the trip. The last item, Mount Rinjani Geopark in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, will soon be assessed by verification team from UNESCO and may be included on the organization's global geopark list. National Geopark Task Force head Yunus Kusuma Bratatol, the Rinjani is the only national geopark proposed to UNESCO this year, adding that the 280,000-hectare park boasts a variety of cultural and geological sites. He remarked that on May 17 until 20, the UNESCO team would visit Lombok to carry out the assessment. The team members include Mauricio Burlando from Italy, Sonjay Lee from Korea. The team is scheduled to visit Senaru, a traditional village in North Lombok. The Benan Stokel Waterfall, located in the vicinity of Aid Berik village in central Lombok, and Pusat Forest in Sembalun, East Lombok. Indonesia has previously added two of its geoparks, Mount Batur in Bali and Mount Sewu in East Java, to the list. Worldwide, there are 105 UNESCO geoparks, including 61 in Europe and 31 in China. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Various significant events that occurred this week are summarized in the press review collected from several newspapers published in the capital, Jakarta. Let's begin with Kompas newspaper. In its editorial on Wednesday, it writes realizing decent investment status. The slow implementation of the economic package had made the president displeased. The president instructed his staff to immediately implement the 12 existing packages. Criticism on the implementation of the economic policy packages has been already widely expressed in various circles. Since September 2015, no fewer than 12 packages have been launched in the context of deregulation, debureaucratization, and the economic moving. Unfortunately, aggressiveness in producing a package and measures has not been accompanied by aggressiveness in its implementation. The slow implementation has become the source of the sluggishness in investment to drive the economy. According to the Investment Coordinating Board data, the level of investment is high, but its realization is very disappointing. This has also led to increasingly lagging in the ranking of ease of doing business in Indonesia compared to neighboring countries. According to Kompas, lack of coordination and absence of conductors are the weak points in the implementation of the policy, which, if not addressed, not only the ratings are not upgraded, but rather downgraded, especially if the economic downturn is caused by the inability of the government to overcome prolonged investment obstacles. Dismissing the ranks proven failed to demonstrate the performance, to demonstrate good performance, may be an option that is not inevitable. Over now to Business Indonesia Daily, which in its editorial on Thursday writes preventing sexual crime. Cases of sexual crimes against children is believed to be an iceberg phenomenon in Indonesia. Only a few cases are revealed to the surface. Meanwhile, most of the horrible incidents have never been revealed, let alone get adequate legal handling. A tragedy of sexual abuse in Bengkulu has recently jolted the nation's consciousness. Disturbingly, of the 14 alleged perpetrators, 7 suspects are still underage. This week, a local court has sentenced 7 teenagers with a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison in accordance with law on child protection. The verdict was half of the maximum sentence of 20 years, which can be imposed on an adult rapist. The terrible incident in Bengkulu has sparked mass anger. According to Business Indonesia, giving additional penalties like castration and publications of the perpetrator's identity, of course, are expected to be a deterrent effect and prevent the reoccurrence of cases of sexual violence against children followed by torture and even murder. Last is from Media Indonesia newspaper, which in its editorial on Thursday writes, guaranteeing reform in PSSE. After a year frozen by the government, the All Indonesian Football Association PSSE or PSSI can breathe a sigh of relief after the freeze thawed on May 10, 2016. The paper said the revocation must not be the end of the fight against the mafia practices which have undermined the national football. In fact, it should be a new beginning for continued reform of the governance of the management of football in Indonesia that is no longer held hostage by score fixing and bribery. The revocation of PSSE freezing by the Minister of Youth and Sports Imam Nahrawi should be a point towards a transparent financial management. The reforms must touch all the dark sides of the national football so far. Efforts to build a foundation of soccer management of the country that is clean, fair, professional, and with achievement should be completed. According to Media Indonesia, freezing PSSE for a year would be useless if we do not guarantee that the lifting of the freeze is followed by a total reform in the PSSE or the All Indonesian Football Association. Well, that was Press Review over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to meet you again with me. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, in our regular Today in History over a rural service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, listener, we start from an event on May 14th, 1980, when Fatmawati died. Fatmawati, who was born on February 5th, 1923 in Bengkulu, is a national hero of Indonesia. As the first Indonesian First Lady, she was the third wife of Sukarno, the first president of Indonesia and the mother of Indonesian first female president, Megawati Sukarno Putri. She constructed the first flag flown by Indonesia. Fatmawati died of heart attack on 14th of May 1980 in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, on her way back to Jakarta from an umrah in Mecca. She was buried in Karet Bifat Cemetery, Central Jakarta. The next event was in 1955 when Warsawa Pact was signed in Warsawa, Poland. Warsawa Pact is the name given to an agreement among several Eastern Bloc countries in Eastern Europe. Soviet Union initiated the Warsawa Pact responding to the formation of North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO. Initially, the members of Warsawa Pact is Soviet Union, Bulgaria, Romania, Hungary, Poland, Romania, and Czechoslovakia. German Democratic Republic finally joined in 1956 and Albania was out of front. Warsawa Pact in 1961 after Sino-Soviet split. Warsawa Pact finally disbanded in 1991 due to the dissolution of Soviet Union and many of the former members which are turning to democracy. The fundamental idea is that the Warsawa Pact signatory countries will help each other in the case of arrival of aggression. There was considerable concern among member nations that the Western countries, especially after the establishment of NATO, might take military action against the Eastern Bloc countries. And the last event was in 1962 when attempted murder of President Sukarno occurred. When prayed Eid al-Adha in a Baitur Rahim Mosque at the State Palace in Jakarta, a rebel Darwisland Islamic Army of Indonesia shot President Sukarno, but the bullet missed from the president's body. The bullet hit the chairman of the House of Representatives of Mutual Cooperation, Zainul Arifin. Sukarno was immediately evacuated and the suspect was arrested by security forces. Although it failed, the murder trial still electrified ranks of guards and security. After being investigated, the suspect was identified as Haji Bahrun. Haji Bahrun was sentenced to death but later received clemency. Listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is Sarah Ruwet, Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today's edition is on IDB Continuous Infrastructure Development Assistance. Representative of the Islamic Development Bank IDB in Indonesia, Ibrahim Shukri, in a press conference last Wednesday in Jakarta, reported that the IDB had already funded a number of projects in Indonesia in recent years worth more than $4 billion. The projects are, among others, in the field of infrastructure, improvement of higher education, community-based development. This year, the Islamic Development Bank plans to give more loan. Expert staff on International and Macro Finance, Ministry of Finance, Andin Hadianto, confirmed it, but he said officially he could not announce the amount of the loan yet. It will be discussed at the annual session of the IDB in Jakarta from May 15 until 19. Some sectors that have become the main target of the loans are physical and social infrastructures, such as health and education. In the annual session, IDB plans to focus on the development of Islamic banking, which focuses on infrastructure financing or Islamic infrastructure banks. Representatives of the Islamic Development Bank in Indonesia, Ibrahim Shukri, said later Islamic Infrastructure Bank will finance all countries that need financing and not limited to IDB member countries only. It is also an attempt to expand the Sharia-based financing networks in the world. According to Ibrahim Shukri, Sharia-based financing has proved robust in the face of business risks like global crisis because the system is more solid than the conventional ones. Meanwhile, further assistance from the IDB for Indonesia will be signed by the Indonesian government and the Islamic Development Bank in the coming annual meeting of the IDB in Jakarta. The fund will be used for a period of 5 years into the future within the framework of the member country strategic partnership of IDB. The focus is the development of infrastructure, human development, Sharia financing system, and the increased role of the private sector. Ibrahim Shukri said cooperation with Indonesia is very good. Indonesia had a role in building the IDB in the 1970s. So Shukri reiterated the IDB will gladly work with Indonesia for the next 5 years. The IDB annual session this time is themed Enhancing the Growth and Alleviating Poverty through Infrastructure Development and Financial Inclusion. 2,700 participants will attend the 41st annual meeting of the IDB. That was Focus Today on IDB Continuous Infrastructure Development Assistance to Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Gear News in Brief, read by Rahmana. Presidential spokesperson Johan Budi said that President Joko Widodo has expressed his wish to address issues with human rights violations, including those occurred in 1965 and May 1998. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Darmin Nasution urged state-owned enterprises to enter the upstream poultry industry to help level the competition between private boiler chicken farmers and large companies and lower boiler chicken prices. Director for the Protection and Placement of Indonesian Migrant Workers Abroad for the Minister of Manpower, Sus Hindarno, said that the deployment of Indonesian migrant workers as domestic held abroad will be ceased this month, with a complete ban expected to come into place next year. Head of Financial System Stability Committee, KSSK, Bambang Brojonegoro, stated that 3 months into 2016, Indonesian financial system is stable and under control, albeit not without risk that must be monitored. A Philippine defense official has praised the technical capabilities of Indonesian Made Worship while overseeing the delivery of NSSP Tarlat to Manila. Mount Rinjani Geopark in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara, will soon be assessed by verification team from UNESCO and may be included on the organization's global geopark list. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia, broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listeners, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we'll introduce you to Rujak Bulung from Bali. Stay tuned. Listeners, Bali is well known with beautiful beaches and typical food, which can shake your tongue. One of typical foods is Rujak Bulung. Rujak Bulung is made from seaweed. Most of seaweed products of this island is for export. Balinese people also use seaweed for various necessities, including for making various foods like Rujak Bulung. Listeners, Bulung, which is Balinese language meaning seaweed, has many benefits for our body. Besides, it is rich of fiber. Its chlorophyll can detoxify the body. Bulung or seaweed can be processed to be various foods like Rujak Bulung. Rujak Bulung is food which is looked for and loved by tourists. It is because the taste of bulung, which is chewy but smooth if it is eaten. If this seaweed is made rujak, you can imagine its delicacy. Listeners, seaweed which is made for rujak has green color and shaped like pine's leaf, but has a back filled with fruit, jacks, and is approximately the size of the index finger. Then, the fresh seaweed is mixed with grated young coconut and condiment, which is the level of spiciness suitable with your appetite, and spread with pindang sauce of fish head. This rujak can also be added with slices of ketupat when served, combined with being hot, savory, a little bit sweet and fresh. Rujak bulung is served in one portion, or it's also called rujak boni. You can find rujak bulung stall at Jalan Tukat, Pakerisan, dan Pasar Bali. The stall is open until 10 p.m. local time. Listeners, to make rujak bulung is not quite difficult. It is made from fresh seaweed, salt, cayenne pepper, shrimp paste, Kaempferia galanga, grated young coconut, and pindang sauce. To make rujak bulung, firstly, the cayenne pepper is refined. Then it is added with shrimp paste, Kaempferia galanga, and salt. After that, it is added with 5 spoonfuls of pindang sauce and stir well. To serve it, boil water and enter the bulung or seaweed for a while. Then lift it and directly put into ice water and dry well. Put bulung on the plate. Mix grated young coconut and seasoning of rujak. Then put the seasoning on bulung. To make it more delicious, give lime juice. And last, spread pindang sauce and ready to be enjoyed. Listeners, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. We'll be right back.
Mr. Lenny.
Mr. Lenny on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Mr. Lenny. Today, we'll bring you information about the Farm Mapper, a drone initiative to help in mapping the land and seeds distribution in remote agricultural areas in Indonesia. Listener, as an agricultural country, Indonesia with most of its land has a lot of agricultural areas. It is very important for the related parties to identify the crop distribution, especially in the remote areas. The contours of Indonesia are varied. Some of them are flat and wavy, which are lying on different levels of height from 0 to 2,800 meters at sea level. Consequently, Indonesia Agriculture Ministry is difficult to map and spread seeds. Thus, an advanced technology is badly needed to address the problem in this country. Based on the need, Wahano, a doctoral candidate of Gajah Mada University, Yogyakarta, and academician of Muhammadiyah University, Malang, initiated a technology to become a solution of the problem faced by the Ministry of Agriculture in mapping the area and crop distribution in remote areas. With his expertise in the field of information technology, Wahono developed a drone named the Farm Mapper with widest and high resolution visuals. Wahono designed this advanced technology to complete his doctoral program in Gajah Mada University, Yogyakarta. The technology is focusing on the innovation to identify the needs for fertilizer for the crops in the remote areas. The Farm Mapper developed by Wahono is capable in mapping 800 until 900 meters square of land for 2-hour flying time by using a sophisticated sensor built in the drone without using a remote control. The mapping result directly connects to a special computer application. The data can be reconstructed in 2D, then 3D. Wahono claimed that the drone he has developed can be used to map not only the land, but also underwater, such coral reefs and the mining areas. The Farm Mapper is also claimed to be an environmentally friendly technology. Listener, that's Miss Lenny for today.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miss Lenny on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listeners of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In addition to shortwave 9525 kHz, you can also listen to this program through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. In today's edition, I will introduce you to Isyana Sarasvati. Listeners, to initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Tetap Dalam Jiwa, sung by Isyana Sarasvati.
Tak pernah terbayang akan jadi seperti ini pada akhirnya. Semua waktu yang pernah kita lewati bersamanya tak hilang dan sirna. Hitam putih berlalu, janji kita menunggu, tapi kita tak mampu. Seribu satu cara kita lewati untuk dapatkan semua jawaban ini. Bila memang harus berpisah, aku akan tetap setia. Bila memang ini ujungnya, kau kan tetap ada di dalam jiwa. Tak bisa untuk teruskan
listeners, besides being a singer, Isyana is also a writer and songwriter. She was born in Bandung, West Java, 2nd of May 1993, after being graduated from Nanyang Academy of Fine Arts, Singapore. She continued her study to Royal College of Music, England. As a newcomer in Indonesian music industry, Isyana can get achievement well. She succeeded in gaining various achievements. Her first album, entitled Explore, was released on 25th of November 2015. This album contains 10 songs which are composed by herself. Listeners, let's listen to the second song, entitled Kau Adalah, sung by Isyana Saraswati featuring Rai Putra. Enjoy the song.
Aku dan dirimu sudah jadi satu di dalam ikatan percaya. Asmaraku, dunia asmaramu, tumbuh makin sempurna.
It's more than just a physical attraction. If you know we're individuals, but we have this spiritual connection. The passionate is always you, the one and only. Baby, you can call me every time you feel you want me, and I'll be there for you. And I know you too, and I love you. So the world is falling apart.
Kau membuatku jadi diriku sendiri. Aku tambah yakin kepada kamu.
What?
Listeners, Isyana said that she created songs because she was inspired from true story of her friend. She also said that all songs which were composed by her are from heart and without compulsion. Besides singing and creating songs, Isyana can also play some instruments. She often sings a song while playing piano. Listeners, the songs of Kau Adalah, which has been just listened to, is collaboration with Rai Putra from RUN. This song has unique pop genre because it has groovy arrangement concept and rapped R&B and makes the song fresh and different from other songs. Listeners, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to two songs entitled Keep Being You and All or Nothing, sung by Isyana Sarasvati. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Berdua hingga lupa waktu, rasa bersama diriku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Tak pernah sisimu. Ku tunggu di keabadian.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
Keabadian.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.